We are learning Masechta Sivamis, Daf Pei Aleph Amad Aleph, and we are beginning the two dots on Daf Pei Amad Beis. It said at the end of the Mishnah that a saris that is potter from Chalitza and Yibum, that gave Chalitza to his Ivama, means his brother died without children, and he gave Chalitza to his brother's wife. The halach is, Loi Pasla, she is not Pasla from Kahuna, from that Chalitza. Chalitza is not a good Chalitza. Bala, but if he was bought on her, then she's possible. Why? Because it's a bilas nus. Because it's an eishes ach, shloim makom mitzvah. It's the brother's wife, not makom mitzvah. And the Mishnah said, in another case, island is the same thing. Island is that's potter from Yibam and Chalitza. If the brothers gave a Chalitza, didn't pass her. If they were balua, then they passed her from Kuhuna because bilas nus. Zok the Gemara. Hasar shachalos evindulay pasla, but bala pasla. Time with the bala, who? The reason why she becomes a zayna is because the saris was born her, so it's a eshes ach shloim makom mitzvah. It's a wife of his brother, so makom mitzvah. Ha'achar. Let's say a shemeres yavam is mezana with someone else, not someone, not a brother, not her husband's brother, but someone else. Ha'achar. Loi, it's not called a zayna. Leimad yavtut to Rav Nuna. Maybe it's a kasha Rav Nuna. Damra Rav Nuna says shemeres yavam shezinsa pasla liyavama. Rav Nuna says even more. Rav Nuna says that let's say there's a isha waiting for her yavam, one of the brothers, and before the yavam did anything, she was mezana with someone. The halach is just like if a wife is mezana on her husband, she becomes also to her husband. Here also she becomes also to the yavama. That's Rav Nuna's chiddush. So what do you see? It's called a zayna, and if it's called a zayna, it's also to kahuna. So why is our Mishnah say dafka kesa bala hu, that if the saris did bia, it passed her for kahuna? Any way she was mezana, we pass kahuna, not dafka him. So tomorrow you're right. Who did it for the achanami? Even if someone else did it, it would also be make her into a zayna. So why does the Mishnah say the case of bala? Va'aydi the tana reisha b'didei tanami every day. Since chalitza is only a discussion when it comes to the brother. Therefore, when it came to the bia also, we discussed the brother, but not because that's the only way to become a zayna. The next part of it says, "V'chein island is that the achim gave her chalitza. There's not pasul because there's pasul from chalitza. So therefore, there's not pasul. Taima the balua. Oh, so it says there more. But if the brothers were born her, then she becomes pasul kuna because of bias nus because of eishesach." So it marks dear. Time with the balua. The only reason why this island is possible to kuna is because one of the brothers was born her, and since there wasn't a chiyav yibum, therefore it's eishach so makom mitzvah. Haloi balua. But if there was no bia, loy, then this island is mutter to kuna. Keman the loy krav yuda. This is not like the shita of yuda. We had a shita of yuda before in the Mishnah around of samach. That there, Rav Yehuda says that an islandess cannot marry a kohen. Why not? Because the pasuk says his nuv lo yifroitzu. That if you have bia with isha that can't have children, it's like a znos, and therefore he is a kohen cannot marry an islandess. So here you don't have to come into balua. Anyway, the islandess is possible to kuna. Here's mashmud afka because balua someone. One of the brothers had beer with her. That's why she became pasukuna. L'chayru after she pasukuna. So must be our mission. Not like Rav Yehuda. Let's read it inside. Time with the balua. Haloi balua loi. Command like Rav Yehuda. The Rav Yehuda. Ha'am island is zayna. Rav Yehuda says every island is zayna. Every island is cannot marry a kohen. Zok the Mishnah Vayta. We know there's two types of sarisim: a Swiss chama and a Swiss adam. Swiss chama is someone who's born, basically born a petuadaka, born a person who can't have children. And a Swiss Adam, a son became later a Psuadaka, became a later person who can't have children. What's an Afkamina? The Afkamina is the Lav and Tyra. Lo Yavi Psuadaka of a Kroy Shivcha B'Kal Hashem means that a son who became a Psuadaka later cannot marry into Kal Hashem. But a Swiss Chama can, that's just like Akdama, just to have that klar. But the Swiss Chama has another problem, they can't do Yibam like we had in the last Mishnah, but he could marry into Kal Hashem if it's Sris Chama. So Zokar Mishnah, Sris Chama Koyin. Remember, Sris Chama Koyin. No, Sris Chama Koyin could eat Shuma, obviously, himself. Shinosa Bas Yisrael, he married a Bas Yisrael, Machila B'Tshuma. He could feed her a B'Tshuma. Why? Because the marriage is a Mutadiga marriage. And like every Koyin feeds his wife B'Tshuma, here also the same thing. So that's one halacha. Another halacha. Rav Yisrael B'Shim Raimrim, Adroiganis, Koyin, Adroiganis is a person who has both Simonim, Simonim Zachar and a Keva. So Rav Yehuda and Shimon both say, A drunkenness kind should also buy shalom, achila v'tshuma. She could eat truma. Sounds like, from Rabbi Shimon, that we're assuming a drunkenness is like a zachar. And therefore, if he marries a bas Yisrael, he could feed her b'tshuma. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, a different halacha, tumtum shenikra, rims a zachar. Tumtum is someone's a safik of a zachar in a keva. And they did a surgery, and they saw he's a zachar. Lo yachlatz. But he still cannot do, he doesn't do chalitza. Why? Because he's a kusaris. The fact of the matter is that a tumtum cannot be moiled, cannot have children. That's what Rehuda says. And therefore, he can't do chalitza. What about marrying into the kahal? So pashut, it's called, kepashtus, I would say, it's called a sris chama, and therefore he's allowed to marry. It's not called sris adam. There is a Tveris Yisrael someone that says that it's called sris adam, because since they did surgery, and then he became the zacha, and then now he became a zacha, can't give birth, maybe it's called sris adam. But lemaisa, it sounds like from the Gemara later on, that pei beis on beis, that is a sris, that is called a sris chama.
Wait, why is he like a sris?
What?
Why was he?
It means he's like a sris who can't have children. That's what it means. He's like a sris who can't have children. That's the same thing.
Why every sris can't have children?
A dragoness noisei avaloi nisa. A dragoness could marry someone, but he can't be the nekeva. You can't marry him. That's the halacha of dragoness. Again, it sounds like a shtickle that is a zacha. Rabbi Eliezer, even more. A dragon is chayav malav skila kezachar. If someone of a zachar is bought on this adragonus, he's chayav skila, like a kilo is a zachar. Again, the adragonus has a din of a zachar. Akaponim, that is our Mishnah. So the first law in the Mishnah said, a Swiss Cham is kind to marry the Baal Shem, a chila v'tshuma. Is that a chiddush? What's the chiddush? A Swiss Cham is allowed to marry Kaal Shem. Why can he feed his wife in tshuma? What's the chiddush? It's possible. A Swiss chama can feed his wife and children. What's the chiddush? That's the most kasha. Pshita. What's the chiddush? Malutayman, you would think, Meilud Michael, Shani Meilud Michael. But only a husband who could have children could be Michael, his wife, Pachuma. But ain't a Michael not? Kamash law? No. Zograshi, why would you think like that? Very good question. Zograshi. Because the pasuk says, Vilid base the Hei Meichlu. And that pasuk it says, Vilid base the Hei Meichlu. The children of his house will eat chuma. And you can darshan a royal lahoylid yachel. Someone who's right to have children could be Michael. So that would be the half. Mini Kamashla, no, it's nothing to do with it.
No,
his wife is getting king Kaspai. That's the thing. So therefore, he is king Kaspai, he eat chuma. It's nothing to do with being Moilid. We had a half minute because his brother base had after someone's Moilid. Well, Kamashla, no, nothing to do with it. And Avada, a Sris Chama's wife, could eat chuma. The next part of Mishnah says, remember, a dragonist could feed his wife b'tshuma. He gets married, his wife eats tshuma. Omra shlokish, machila b'tshuma, ve'im machila b'chaz v'shoik. We know, chaz v'shoik is a part of the shlomim. Now, the halacha is that if a kohen, his whole household could eat the chaz v'shoik as well. The chaz v'shoik, which is shlomim, his wife could eat it, his children could eat it, and even his avadim could eat it. Some of you in the Mishnah, in the Ezim v'kayman. Akaponim, so here, Machila v'tshuma v'ein machila b'chaza v'shoik. You're not machilim b'chaza v'shoik. Which means that even though he's enough of a zachar to be Michael's wife b'tshuma, but not in kachim. Rabbi Yechonah ma'afachila b'chaza v'shoik. Also, he can machil b'chaza v'shoik. Rosh Lakash, ma'ishah chaza v'shoik deraisa tshuma nami deraisa. Gemara asks, what's the difference between chaza v'shoik and tshuma? Why should we be able to, if it's enough of his wife to eat tshuma, why not chaza v'shoik? So tomorrow, really like this. Really holds the suffix zochan akeva. If it's a suffix zochan akeva, how is he Michael's wife? Maybe he's in a keva. Heck, he's Michael's wife for tshuma. Teretz is tshuma is not a darabonon. By darabonon, suffix darabonon lekula. Hakam ha'eskinam tshuma is not a darabonon. He holds. Rosh Lakish holds that tshuma b'zman hazeh. All tshuma is darabonon because the land is not kadosh anymore. Because kitchel shayin and kitchel shayit b'loy kitchel lasa lavai, and therefore. So you tell me what? But Bezman Shemesh didn't eat Chuma? So what do you have to, why do I have to go to Chaz V'Shoik? As a Tony, Eimachilo Chaz V'Shoik, Lifel V'Shoik V'Day, let Rosh Lakish say, right then and there, by Chuma. B'medvar Murim V'Chuma D'Rabbanon. Av Chuma D'Rais Eloi. Why do Rosh Lakish go run to Chaz V'Shoik? Let him say, Eimachilo V'Chuma D'Rabbanon, and not D'Rais. So he says, that's what he means. Hachin Avikama. Kishu Machilo, when he's being Michaeler, Machila v'tshuma is a darabana. Ve'im machila only bezman of hazeh, which is tshuma darabana. Ve'im machila, you don't feed her tshuma bezman b'chaz v'shoik in the time when we have b'chaz v'shoik. Ve'afila b'tshuma darabana. Even tshuma darabana, then you won't feed her. There's certain tshuma that's darabana, like tshuma's peiris. Even tshuma darabana, you won't feed her in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. Dilma Oslach of Truma Deraisa. That means Rish Lakish also is a Safik. Since a Safik, you don't feed her Truma Deraisa. And not Chod of Shoik Deraisa. Not only that, if there's Truma Deraisa in the world, they don't give her Truma Derabanan even. So therefore, Rish Lakish is saying like this. You only Michael Bizman Hazeh with Truma Hazeh is Derabanan. But Bizman Chod of Shoik, which means Bizman Beis HaMikdash, you don't feed her anything. Not Truma, not Chod of Shoik. That's what Rish Lakish is saying. Because it's a Safik. Safik is Safik Isha. And therefore, any Deraisa, you don't feed her. Rabbi Yechon says, because Rabbi Yechon holds he's a zachar, and since he's a zachar, he can feed her chaz v'shaik and avad the truma deraisa also. He can feed her say chaz v'shaik and say truma deraisa. That's what comes down. Machlokes Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish had to learn the Mishnah when it says machila v'truma. According to Rish Lakish, it means truma derabanan because it's still a suffix. According to Rabbi Yechon, it means b'truma deraisa because. A dragoness is a vadai zachar.